Joining us now out of Rochester is Judith Bello, member of the United National Anti-War Movement. Hello, and thank you for joining us on the program, ma'am. Now, your thoughts on that atrocious attack and the fact that Riyadh has tried to justify that attack, saying it was a legitimate strike, and the fact that Washington hasn't said a word.
I do believe that it's a terrible crime, and that the Saudis, I'm not surprised that Mohammed bin Salman, who's committed a string of crimes from the beginning of his assuming any power, would deny it. And unfortunately, I'm not really surprised that the United States has little to say either, because the United States 100% backs these actions in Yemen. It's really very disturbing for myself as a U.S. citizen to see my government persecuting this impoverished and innocent people in Yemen. They've been starved. The infrastructure of the country is ruined. their sources of food and water have been cut off. People are bombed in a random and reckless manner with high power weapons. This latest bombing, I think, was done with a drone. And it's typical, actually, of drone strikes, because they targeted something. It just wasn't what they were supposed to target. So they hit it right on. Unfortunately, it was a school bus full of children and not a military target. Has been patterned.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but why is Washington even supporting the Saudis in this? They've seen all the atrocities that are taking place over the last 40, 41 months and whatnot. And now this is, you know, the so-called, you know, champion of democracy in the world, trying to spread democracy throughout the world. But here's a regime in Riyadh that wants to impose its own rule on another country, Yemen, wants to install its own puppet government to control the nation of Yemen and deny the Yemenis that are there, you know, a democratic vote on who they wish to see run their country.
Well, that's absolutely correct. And the problem is that that Saudi Arabia is a cat's paw, and the al-Sauds are a proxy for the U.S. policy. But the United States is very interested in Yemen. It is along the sea route for oil transit. It is one of the countries that have resisted the influence of the West for an entire century, and the people there are an unknown. Basically, the United States can never be certain of being supported in their policies by Yemen, because the essential nature of Yemeni society is independent. And the rulers there, even when they have been very supportive of the U.S. in some ways, have required constant management, whereas this al-Saud family has been really pretty much a hired gun for U.S. policy, and before that for British policy since they came to power more than 100 years ago.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just about 100 years ago.
Thank you for your perspective. We're out of time. Mrs. Judith Bello, their member of the United National Anti-War Movement, joining us out of Rochester.